From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Sunday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader in Kentucky carried the following front page clarification. It has come to the editor's attention that the Herald Leader neglected to cover the civil rights movement. We regret the omission. Until the 1960s, life in Lexington, as throughout much of the South, was highly segregated. Blacks and whites lived in separate neighborhoods, attended separate churches and schools, and used separate restaurants, bathrooms, and drinking fountains. When blacks challenged that system with sit-ins and protests, the stories were ignored or downplayed in the paper. Marilyn Thompson is the editor of the Lexington Herald Leader, and she joins us now. Marilyn, why did the paper decide to run this clarification, and why now?
Well, we actually took up a challenge that was thrown down by a former editor of this newspaper, John Carroll. He mentioned the fact that while at the Herald Leader, basically the paper had not written about civil rights and had not done so dating back to the early years of the movement. And he made this very public statement, "We regret the error." We decided that that called for a very vigorous reporting project in which we did an audit going back to 1959, actually, to look at how this paper dealt with the civil rights marches and one of the most important stories of our time.
And what'd you learn?
We learned that we had performed abysmally. It was a fairly stunning level of ignoring the story, all in the hopes, it turned out, by the then editor of the paper, that it would suppress some of the emotion surrounding these events and keep things calm.
And the irony, to some degree, is that in this case, the general manager and the publisher of the paper actually supported desegregation, but decided to pursue this strategy of trying to play down the civil rights movement.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, if he actually supported the aims of the civil rights movement, if he actually supported desegregation, why did he play down these stories?
Well, I think it was part of the hysteria of the times. You know, it was frightening to much of the white leadership in the South to see blacks vocally and vociferously protesting their lack of civil rights.
What was the goal of the paper? Why do this? What were you hoping to accomplish?
It's, you know, in the fashion of great accountability journalism, it was an effort to go back, take the challenge as laid out by John Carroll, and test its validity. It's something that I wish newspapers would do more often. I've never seen a project of this type, to be quite honest. It's archival research that's rarely done in American journalism. But because John Carroll gave us this very compelling challenge, we were able to produce something that I think is very memorable reading for our readers.
It should be noted, Marilyn, that you are now the editor of the Lexington paper, the Herald Leader. But in your previous role as a reporter for the Washington Post, and I guess going back to times when you were a young reporter or younger reporter in South Carolina, you had spent a lot of time working on a story which brought you quite a bit of attention last year, tracking down the family lineage of Essie Mae Washington Williams,
right,
the daughter of Strom Thurmond. You seem to be trying to get the South to acknowledge and atone for its past. Why is that important?
I'm a white Southerner, and I guess I live every day with some element of guilt that comes from having grown up in a culture of segregation and knowing that I was essentially powerless at the time to do anything about it. I finally reached a point in my life where I'm not powerless to at least make this known to the American public.
Marilyn Thompson is the editor of the Lexington Herald Leader. Thanks so much for speaking to us, Marilyn.
Thank you, Michelle.